We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Shalom, motivated viewers. Shalom means greetings in Hebrew, a language spoken by around 7 million people in Israel and other countries. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampoa Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ghana Forestry Commission encourages tree planting to help renew the environment. In green energy news, Maldives takes steps to become carbon neutral. In education news, Britain will assist up to 1 million disadvantaged girls to attend school. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 30th, noted American broadcast producer, journalist, and author Mr. Fred W. Friendly was born in 1915 in New York, United States. In the 1950s, he was the co-producer of the radio news series I Can Hear It Now and its sequel, the television documentary series See It Now. Also, during his 60-year career, Mr. Friendly was president of CBS, taught at Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism, and was instrumental in establishing the Public Broadcasting Service, or PBS, network. He has been described as being influential in promoting quality and integrity in the media. May fine journalists such as Mr. Fred W. Friendly continue to bring excellence in sharing the world's important news and events.
Hawaiian news. Earthquakes shake U.S., Solomon Islands, and Peru. Late on Wednesday, October 26th, a quake measuring 4.7 on the Richter scale was widely felt in Northern California, USA, centered 15 kilometers southeast of White Hawk. It was followed by 9 smaller tremors. On Friday, a magnitude 5.2 tremor rumbled the Solomon Islands, 57 kilometers southwest of Kira. Later that day, a 6.9 magnitude earthquake occurred near the coast of central Peru, triggering panic in the capital of Lima, where thousands of people ran from buildings and in other cities as the quake was followed by aftershocks up to magnitude 5.0. According to civil defense officials, 3 people suffered minor injuries and 2 adobe buildings collapsed in Ica, nearest to where the tremor was centered, with engineering units being sent to make any necessary repairs. Our appreciation, Peruvian officials and personnel, for your swift response, as we also thank heaven for the general safety of the quake affected. May such potential disasters be averted as our kinder ways help restore the balance of the ecosphere.
International aid extended to quake-hit Turkey. As of Friday, October 28th, the death toll from Sunday's devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake had risen to at least 575 people, with over 2,600 injured. Rescuers continued in a race to find survivors, especially with hope renewed as a 13-year-old boy and an African gray parrot emerged alive after being buried for more than 100 hours in the rubble. According to emergency officials, over 186 people have been rescued from the crumbled ruins in the area thus far.
However, with some 2,000 buildings destroyed and another 3,700 deemed unsafe for habitation, thousands of residents were rendered homeless, with many who struggled to cope with the quickly arriving winter conditions of bitter cold and snow. With the scope of the devastation prompting Turkey's recognition of the need for international aid, the European Commission was asked to coordinate the provision of much-needed shelter. Within just the first 3 hours of announcing the project, Austria, Belgium, France, Slovenia, Sweden, and United Kingdom offered more than 2,300 tents. Meanwhile, Israel has sent an initial shipment of emergency housing, while Russia dispatched a jet with over 200 temporary shelters that could house up to 30 people each.
A shipment from Ukraine arrived, containing 4 special units equipped with autonomous heating and ventilation. And Saudi King Abdul Abin Abdul Aziz announced a $50 million donation in assistance. United Nations agencies, as well as Ireland, Singapore, and the U.S. military, are also sending aid such as tents, blankets, and mats.
When the disaster first struck on October 23rd, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately requested that our nearby association members please consult with regional officials on any needed assistance and to go, if possible, to render support to the most desperate. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, she added that emergency funds would be available as necessary.
Our deep appreciation, international governments, organizations, and individuals, for your considerate help, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive concern. May heaven grace the quake-stricken residents with resiliency as we pray for the protection of our planet through humanity's adoption of gentler lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Hey! em ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại niềm tin mới để muôn loài ca nhạc không cùng giữa hàn đông, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ và một ngày thế giới biến đảo
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 451. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Media reports on fabulous vegans over 50. At a time when obesity is becoming alarmingly prevalent in the U.S. and other countries across the world, the U.S.-based Huffington Post highlights American stars who are celebrating life over 50 through their consumption of plant-based fare.
These notable advocates include 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton, who recently announced the reversal of heart disease based on a newfound vegan lifestyle, Emmy-winning star of Glee, Jane Lynch, longtime vegan U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, hip-hop music pioneer Russell Simmons, 13-time Emmy-winning TV host Ellen DeGeneres, boxing champion Mike Tyson, six-time Emmy-nominated actor Ed Begley Jr., Oscar-nominated actor James Cromwell, and Hollywood actress as well as eco-activist Daryl Hannah. Whether making the pledge to be veg for animal welfare concerns, environmental activism, or a fitter physique, all have remarked on the benefits to themselves, animals, and the planet.
We salute these vivacious vegan VIPs and thank the Huffington Post for shining the light on this uplifting veg trend. May more and more people of all ages embrace such healthful and compassionate changes through the adoption of wholesome and delicious plant-based fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%. reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Miraculous survival in Vancouver City plane crash. On Thursday, October 27, 2011, a small plane flying for Northern Thunderbird Air that had noted trouble and was attempting to land at Vancouver, Canada's International Airport, crashed in a busy street intersection just short of the airport. Thanks to the speedy actions of Good Samaritans who leapt from their cars to help, all 9 people were pulled from the plane, and nearby fire station personnel rushing quickly to the scene were able to extinguish the craft as it burst into flames. Although the pilot, Luke Fortas, sadly perished some hours later, all others survived. 6 are still hospitalized, 2 in critical condition, and 2 others have been discharged, with witnesses saying that it was amazing anyone survived. Northern Thunderbird Air General Manager Bill Hesse conveyed his gratitude for the heroic actions of bystanders, as did surviving passenger Carolyn Cook, who said, "I lay in bed last night, understanding how lucky I am and that I am alive because of these people. I want them to know how brave they were." Our sincere condolences to the family of pilot Luke Fortas as we join in thankfulness for the lives saved, wishing the injured smooth and swift recuperation in the company of loved ones as we all are reminded to cherish the gift of life.
Czech writer and statesman remembered. At the ripe age of 72, renowned author and diplomat Jiří Grúša passed away on Friday, October 28th. Mr. Grúša was a multi-talented artist, pro-democracy activist and politician who composed poetry and novels, as well as making journalistic contributions, also heading the Czech Center of International Pen, an organization established in 1921 whose writers share an active interest in both human rights and literature. Mr. Grúša went on to serve as his country's Minister of Education, as well as Ambassador to Austria and Germany. Former Czech President Václav Havel stated upon hearing of Mr. Grúša's passing, "I'm shocked by the sudden death of Jiří Grúša, my friend and colleague of many years. We send our condolences to the loved ones of Mr. Jiří Grúša. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's love and light."
Save our planet. Chinese researchers report on October 26, 2011, that permafrost and glacier melt recorded in the Qinghai-Tibet Plateau region are already resulting in grassland and wetland erosion, which is raising concerns for water shortages that could dry up rivers and lead to more widespread desertification.
Save our planet. The U.S. Geological Survey reports on October 25, 2011, that the immense Yukon River Basin in northwestern Canada and central Alaska, USA, is discharging 32 times more toxic mercury into the environment than 5 other comparably sized river systems, likely caused by accelerated permafrost melt due to climate change.
Save Our Planet. Wishing to raise awareness about the effects of global warming, prominent Chinese sculptor Yuan Shikun, as reported on October 24, 2011, submerges a small award-winning crystal sculpture of polar bears into the sea near the Maldives as a symbolic warning of the need for prompt human action to save the endangered animals and all life.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a responsible world. In education news, Britain will assist up to 1 million disadvantaged girls to attend school. As part of the Girls Education Challenge, Britain will provide funding to non-governmental organizations, charities, and the private sector, which successfully encourage girls to enroll and stay in school. The focus will be on countries in Africa and Asia, such as Bangladesh, South Sudan, and Nigeria. In announcing the program, His Excellency Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg stated, "Girls who have been to school are likely to do significantly better financially, socially, and be far healthier." Our earnest gratitude, Your Excellency Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg, and Britain on your laudable project. May high quality education lead to improved opportunities for all precious youngsters throughout the world.
Please join us for a joke told in Bosnian entitled Tech Support.
Bosanski, mušterija, zdravo ovdje Jasna, ne mogu izvaditi moj disk van. Tehničar, jeste li probali pritisnuti dugme? Mušterija, da naravno, stvarno se zaglavio. Tehničar, to ne zvuči dobro, napravit ću zabilješku. Mušterija, čekajte minutu, nisam stavila disk u kompjuter.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I am a Nigerian and also a Christian. I watch the Supreme Master TV in my country, and the teachings are inspiring. Thank you, Joseph from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Genial Joseph, it's wonderful to receive your supportive message. May you and all of the God-loving people of Nigeria be graced with inner blissfulness and spiritual insights.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Shalom Uvracha, which means goodbye in Hebrew.
May the love and wisdom of heaven be your guide.
The belted flower fly, and I'm following a compassionate diet without any animal products. Here's a health tip of the day. Eating bananas as a snack can help you remain satisfied between meals. The fruit contains resistant starch, or RS, which is a carbohydrate that makes you feel full and boosts metabolism. A banana that is slightly underripe contains 12.5 grams of RS, and ripened fruit has 4.7 grams. Bananas are also good sources of vitamins B6 and C, as well as potassium and manganese. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In Eco News, Ghana Forestry Commission plans to plant a 10,000-hectare woodlands reserve. Chief Executive Officer Mr. Samuel Afari Darti also stated that the Commission has sufficient seedlings to help restore the environment throughout the country. He encouraged people to join in the tree planting effort, adding that assistance would be provided. Our hats off Ghana Forestry Commission and Mr. Samuel Afari Darti for your earth-loving initiative. May your lovely land soon regain her verdancy and flourish in pristine beauty with heaven's blessings.
In green energy news, Maldives takes steps to become carbon neutral. A plant will be built in Tilifushi to turn refuse into electricity for the nearby capital city of Male. In addition, a larger facility to produce power from sustainable biomass will be constructed at a later date. The government is also abolishing import duty charges on electric cars and motorbikes. Furthermore, taxes have also been dropped for sustainable energy equipment and green appliances, while individuals producing their own clean power will be financially compensated. Our heartfelt appreciation, Your Excellency, President Mohamed Nasheed, for your commitment to eco-friendly ways of producing energy. We pray your beautiful nation will flourish for eons to come on a long-lasting and gentle ecosphere. Up next on Noteworthy News, Britain helps disadvantaged girls to gain educational opportunities. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more wonderful news here on Supreme Master Television.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As announced by British Prime Minister David Cameron and commended by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, leaders of the UK's 16 Commonwealth nations and territories agree to change a 300-year rule so that firstborn female children may now also become heirs to the throne.
The UN Security Council unanimously votes to end the military no-fly zone over Libya effective October 31st, with members also encouraging the rapid creation of a democratic government founded on respect for human rights and national reconciliation.
Coinciding with the 150th anniversary of the two countries' diplomatic relations, German President Christian Wolff visits Japan, where he meets with His Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito and offers best wishes as well as support for the nation's continued post-quake recovery.
Pit Bull Terrier Titan of Georgia, USA becomes the first dog ever to receive Neighbor of the Year Award from a community association for his urgings that convinced human caregiver John Benton to turn around and go back in the house where his wife Gloria had fallen unconscious due to a brain aneurysm, thus saving her life.
As Laotian Deputy Foreign Minister Alunkeo Kitikun delivers a $100,000 donation to the Oloxese or Vietnamese embassy for the nation's flood affected, he states that although the contribution is small, it is being made in the spirit of friendship and long-standing care between the two countries.
Believed to be the first in the state to run in a competition with an animal companion, visually impaired 16-year-old Sammy Stoner of Ohio, USA, is able to continue her love for running in cross-country courses this season, thanks to her new guide dog, Chloe, who watches out and chooses the clearest path for her.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.